I want to begin with a little story. St. Gregory the Great formed a practice of celebrating 30 consecutive masses for a deceased soul. There was a monk in his community. When the monk had died, they found that the monk had 3 gold coins in his pocket, which was against their rule as Benedictine monks. They weren't allowed to own or possess anything. And so St. Gregory had 30 days of consecutive masses for this monk's soul. And at the end of the 30 days, the monk appeared to one of the other monks and thanked him for the 30 days of masses, saying that his soul was set free. And tradition holds that Pope Gregory, toward the end of his life, he lamented that after his death, he would not be able to assist the souls. Because that wasn't the only soul that he did that for. He kept doing these 30-day consecutive days of masses for these souls to set them free. And our Lord gave St. Gregory this great promise. Our Lord Jesus appeared to Pope Gregory the Great. And this is what he said. He said, "My friend, I want to grant in your favor a privilege that will be unique. All souls in purgatory for whom 30 days are offered in your honor and without interruption will immediately be saved, however great may be their debt toward me." And that is what is known, this practice is known as Gregorian Masses, in which you have 30 consecutive days of Masses celebrated for one soul, but it can't be broken in the 30 days. And one priest celebrates those 30 days of Masses, and it's still practiced to this day, what it was called Gregorian Masses, 30 days of Masses. What I'd like to do in this presentation is I'm going to be working with the screen that just went off. Oops. Come back. Hello. Okay. Souls in Purgatory, bring us back. This is our Marian website. It's marian.org, and I want to show you how to get on this website and work through it. So if you go on marian.org, this explains all about my congregation. On the right side here, see with the arrow, is the Holy Souls Sodality. So I'm going to click on that. This is a sodality that the Marians had formed in 2007. Sodality is an organization of the lay faithful to offer daily masses for the release of the souls in purgatory. And they're actually, you could kind of call them perpetual Gregorian masses that we do. The founding of this, it began, the sodality is a concrete way that lay people can join with the Marians to pray for the souls in purgatory. And this just began in 2007. So this is very recent that we began the sodality. We began it in 2007 in gratitude for the beatification of our founder, Blessed Stanislaus Popchinski, and as a fulfillment of his charism of praying for the souls in purgatory. So I'd like to go into each one of the different things in here. We have the purpose and mission. And as you can see, these are questions and answers of why this group was started, what is a sodality, what makes this sodality special, and then questions of what is purgatory, how do we know purgatory exists, this is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, who are the holy souls, why do the holy souls need our help, what can we do to help the holy souls, and can the holy souls help us? So this is like a mini catechism where you can go online and actually read for yourself. So there's nothing like going on a retreat, learning about something, but then after the retreat, having somewhere to go to really read it for yourself and digest it. The other thing I want to go into is right here, the prayers, masses, and sacrifices of how do you join the holy soul's sodality. Right here. How do you join it? The first thing I like to say is, what are the benefits of joining a sodality? Like, kind of like a Peter, what's in it for me? You ever ask that? And I always say, people always say, you know, how do I get my children to church? I just tell them, I'm your father, I'm your mother, go to church, and that's it. And I say, you're doing it wrong. I say, give them the benefits. Give them, like, the top 10 benefits for going to church. Make up a shirt or, you know, write on a board. Say, these are the top 10 reasons why you should go to church. They do that on programs and everything. So these are benefits for joining the Holy Soul's sodality and becoming a patron. First is to help the poor souls in purgatory to go to heaven. That's the first most important thing for joining the sodality, that we are joining it to help the deceased to go to heaven. Now remember that if there's more souls in purgatory than there are people living on the face of the earth, we have lots of work to do. We have lots of work to do. If there's 7 billion people in the world, and if there's more than 7 billion souls in purgatory, we have lots of work to do in doing this sodality. Number two, second benefit, that the patrons of the sodality and individual deceased souls will be remembered in a daily mass celebrated by a Marian priest from the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy. So if you look on your slip here, on one side it has some of the benefits, and then the other side, it has where you can fill out your name. And if you look on the bottom here, these are deceased souls that you can write down on this list. And the Marians, in turn, will pray for these souls. Now the question is, how many masses will the Marians offer for these souls that you put on there? You know how many masses we're going to offer? We're going to offer a daily mass every day. Because once you enroll a soul, they are on our list forever, perpetually. We will pray for these souls, not just 30 days, but 60 days, 90 days, 100 days, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. We will pray for these souls until the Lord releases them from purgatory. Isn't that great? Yeah. So that's one of the benefits of this society, is that once you join this society, that you can fill out these souls on this slip. And I asked our director, I said, is it limited to just these souls on the list? And he said, no. He said, patrons can write in as many souls as they want. You can write in as many people as you want, once you're a patron of this sodality, to have the Marians offer a daily mass for these souls. Remember I said to you before, the most powerful prayer for the souls in purgatory is the mass. They will constantly ask for the mass. And so this is a way of offering, of having priests offer these masses every single day for all the deceased that you put on here. Not only do we offer the mass for a deceased soul, but we also offer up the mass for those who become patrons of the Holy Sodality. So if you become a member of the Sodality, not only will we pray for the deceased, but as a member, we will offer a daily mass for you and your intentions every single day. As long as you're a member of the society, we will offer it every single day. So the mass is not just for the deceased, it's also for the living. And I remember that the one thing that Jesus said to St. Gertrude, that every time a mass is said, He says something good happens to a soul in heaven, something good happens to a soul on earth, and something good happens to a soul in purgatory. Isn't that awesome? So the Mass is beyond us of what are we receiving in the Mass. That's why I love taking some quiet time after Holy Communion, in which we could just pray to the Lord and just thank Him for this great and wonderful blessing of Holy Communion. Third benefit is that you will receive a monthly newsletter about helping the souls in purgatory. So it's a way to just be informed, to learn more, and we included one of our newsletters in your packet that you can take home with you. That we will show you different ways of helping the poor souls in purgatory, and even introducing this sodality to other people that you would know that, you know, that this person goes to church every day, this person would be perfect to be a member of the sodality to pray for the souls in purgatory. Fourth benefit is that you receive the prayers of the holy souls throughout your lifetime. So the holy souls in purgatory will pray for you every day for the rest of your life, and may even appear to you at the hour of your death. I can't guarantee that because I'm not there. I'm only on earth. But I'm a priest. I could ask for it. I can say, yo, JC, have the soul appear to Mary. She lived a good life. I mean, you can ask for it. But the soul will give you more than you could ever imagine or expect. And we need these souls to pray for us. If you released someone from prison, if you paid their bail, wouldn't that person thank you? And that's the way these souls are. They will give us more than we could ever ask or imagine. Once they go to heaven, they will pray for us. They will remember us by name. They will ask the Lord, you know, what's she doing now? You know, let me pray for her. And they will pray for you. So practically, how do you join the Holy Souls Sodality? And there's two ways of joining. Here on the website, you can join right on the website here by filling out the information here. What it is it's a minimum donation of $60 a year or a minimum donation of just $5 a month of joining the Holy Souls. Now, it's a donation because the Marians are a nonprofit organization, so we can't charge. So we just ask for a donation. We're like beggars before the Lord. We just beg and we pray that people will help us out. And in offering this donation, the offering helps the Marians to educate the lay faithful to assist the souls in purgatory. So this is the Marian charism, as I explained last night. This is something that we do, that we promote. So guaranteed, if you help us, we will let more people know about praying for the souls in purgatory. I do evangelization work almost full-time. 60 to 70% of my time is on the road, meeting people. And so I can go out there and really, you know, tell people, pray for the souls in purgatory. We have other priests doing that. But you can either fill it out online, as you can see here. Okay, you could just go on the website and fill out the membership information. Or if you're not internet savvy, we do have a slip here. And you could just fill out the slip, and the slip has the required amount here, that I'm enclosing my monthly offering of $5, $10, or $15. $5 is just a minimum. If you want to give more, you're more than welcome to give more per month of whatever you want to join the Holy Souls Sodality. I'd like to show you something else on the website. If you go into these prayers, masses, and sacrifices, these right here, this right here says send intentions for daily masses for the Holy Souls. So when you are a member of this Holy Souls Sodality, you can actually write in the intention online here. You write the first name here, then the last name, and then the date of their death. And then if you are a patron of the Holy Soul Sodality, you write that in, and then you click enroll. And the person is enrolled in the Holy Soul's Sodality right at that point. And again, how many people can you enter? You can just keep on going online and just keep on entering one person after another after another. Not only can you do that, if you go up into prayers, masses, and sacrifices, you can request individual or Gregorian masses to be said. So these are all the Marians at a celebration. So this was our old provincial superior. You see me, I'm kind of hiding behind the cross there. You see that? That's me, because I was the MC for that. And this is all about requesting a mass to be offered. That the masses are not only offered for the deceased, you can offer masses for the living. And what you do when you offer a mass is, we can't charge for a mass. The priests don't charge for a mass. So what the lay faithful do is they say, Father, can you celebrate a mass for so-and-so? And then the lay faithful give a stipend out of compensation to help the priests with their needs. And that's the only way that the priests survive, is just by the lay faithful providing for them. It's the way that the Levitical priests in the Old Testament survived, that they were offering the sacrifices every day, and then the people were supposed to give to the Levitical priests. To request a mass, all you do is you hit this, request a mass. See, and you can have an individual mass said there. Now, it's a suggested offering of a minimum of $10. You can give more. Or you can even do a Gregorian mass of 30 consecutive masses for the repose of one soul. And then, you know, we take credit card, the name, all the information right there online. So these are just concrete ways of helping the souls in purgatory. It's an easy way. Now, if you go into prayers, masses, and sacrifices, you can also offer prayers and light candles. So I'm going to show you that. And right here on the website, these are selected prayers. So these are some of the prayers that we prayed during the week. So here's the prayer of St. Gertrude. See that? That was the prayer that we prayed during the week. Can you all see that? Then, this is the Eternal Rest prayer. So these prayers you can print. Then this is called To Eternity. And this is included in your packet. If you look in the pamphlet in your packet, this one with the founder of the Marians says To Eternity. And what this is, you can either go online and do this or with this packet. This gives you a little explanation about the Marian charism, but also gives you prayers for every day of the week to pray for the souls in purgatory. And they're very simple, easy prayers to pray. So either you could go online and pray this prayer, or you could just do it right from this little pamphlet. And remembering the soul. So it has a different intention for every day and praying for the souls in purgatory. Next, this is a prayer called an act of mercy for souls suffering in purgatory. So this is invoking the Blessed Mother to pray for the souls in purgatory. Last on this list is the Litany of the Most Precious Blood of Jesus. Remember I told you, Precious Blood of Jesus, very powerful for the souls in purgatory. So you can even pray this litany here, invoking the blood of Jesus for the souls in purgatory. If you have the intention of praying for the souls in purgatory, every prayer has an effect for the souls in purgatory. This is what all of the mystics have revealed. Whenever you pray, the soul knows that you are praying for them. And no matter how small the prayer is, the prayer has an effect on the souls in purgatory. Then right here, we have the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which we pray. Chaplet is very powerful. The Rosary is very powerful. Then we included what's called the Office of the dead. Let me go into that. So this is what's called the Liturgy of the Hours, in which religious pray this. The Marians pray the office of the dead every Monday. So the office of the dead is basically, it's basically five times during the day that you could pray. It's morning, noon, evening, nighttime, and then there's what's called the office of readings. So as you can see here, and they always consist of three psalms, and then a reading from scripture. This is the office of readings here. These are all the different alternatives. And then it includes the intentions. So as you can see, these are lots of prayers, aren't they? So if you're ever bored, if a hurricane ever comes to your house like Hurricane Sandy, you have nothing to do, you know, you're without power, maybe pray the office of the dead, you know. The next is to request a prayer. We have a 1-800 prayer line on Eden Hill, in which we have people that write or call in for prayers all the time. So here you can actually send in your prayer intention. See that? And you can even have a prayer card sent to your household to pray for someone. And then next is you can also light a candle for the holy souls in purgatory. So these are just concrete ways of offering prayers. We have four candle shrines on the property here. And you could have a votive candle, which lasts for 7 days. And it's one big candle. And these are real candles. So these are, we don't believe in fake candles. We don't believe in pressing a button and, you know, that's boring. You know, we like it when you have the flame and, you know, you get burnt. It's like a foretaste of purgatory and you light the candle and, you know, all that fun stuff. So you can have a votive candle lit, or you can have 4 weeks of candles lit. And then what you do is you put down your personal intentions here. And can you have more than one intention? Sure you can. So if you want to pray for the souls, but if you also want to pray for return to health, end of abortion, return to sacraments, peace in the world, something like that, you can also do that. And again, here's all the information right here. Because it shows the light of lighting a candle symbolizes the light of Christ. Because these souls are in darkness. The light of God is not with them. So what you're doing is you're lighting a candle to you know, light the light of God in their life. It's like if this whole room was dark and you couldn't see, if I were to just light a small candle, you would focus on that light. Now, that's just one candle being lit. I don't know what actually happens in purgatory. Maybe an angel comes with a candle and they're able to see. But think if 1,000 candles were lit in this room and it was dark. How much more light would it be? So lighting a candle, it's a concrete way of praying. Sometimes people need to do something concrete. They need to smell. They need to touch. They, you know, they need to see their prayer. Because we're not spiritual beings. We're human beings. So we need concrete things. God is always working with the material. It was like, why did Jesus make mud and heal the blind man's eyes? Why didn't he just heal it? Why did he make mud? Because he shows that the things of this earth are good and can be sanctified. And that's why we do concrete things like that, like lighting a candle. There are other things that you can do for the souls in purgatory. And next section is perform practices and devotion. So I won't go into every single one of these. This is by Susan Tassone. I call her the Purgatory Lady. That's my nickname for her. I said, oh, you're the Purgatory Lady. And she just laughed when I called her that. But she has a great love for the souls in purgatory. She's written books. One of the books I have right now is by Susan Tassone. She has really researched. And what she gives you here is she gives you different devotions for each of the times of the year. So there's winter devotions that you can do for the souls in purgatory. There's spring devotions that you can do. There's summer devotions. And then there's fall devotions that you can do for the souls in purgatory. So it is good to have a mass said for the souls in purgatory, but that doesn't mean that you can't do anything throughout the day. These are things that you can do throughout the day or around your house. And this is why a retired person should never come up to me and say, I'm bored. I say, oh, you're bored? You want to work for the church? We have lots of work for you to do. But then I've heard other people say, Father, I am more busy now working for the church than I was, you know, out there in the world, people. Because we have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do in our church. Now I'd like to show you something else. This is what's called the Purgatory Board. This is in the purpose and mission. And if you could get out your sheet here, I left you a sheet. What the Purgatory Board is that this is a devotion of the Marians, what we do every day. And as Marian priests and brothers, we have a board right next to our chapel that has this listing on there, has these listings of different souls in purgatory. And what we have is we have like a chip that we, you know, we grab the chip. It's like gambling. No, it's not like gambling. We grab the chip. It's a blue chip. And then the chip has a number on it. So let's say if I pick chip number 7, which is for the souls of those who died in war. So then I would put the chip back, and all my prayers, rosaries, masses, intentions for that day would be for that particular intention for those souls in purgatory who died in war. Now, what we want to do is, as Marians, is we want a concrete way for lay people to join us in this purgatory board. So the first thing that we include is we included the whole purgatory board here online, and I gave you a copy of it. So some people are not internet savvy, so that's why I included copies, if you like that. But also, if you go into here, this is the main page here. Right here to the left, you see this? It says, our intention for Sunday, November 18th, Purgatory Board, for the souls of those who persecuted you in your lifetime. So people that are part of the sodality, or even not part of the sodality, they can come in here, see the intention for lay people for the day. So this is like your chip that you're picking for the day. And we want all lay people to pray for the souls of those who persecuted you in your lifetime. Right below this, these are our most recent patron intentions. So whenever we get a new intention, we list them up there. And as you can see, a lot of them have the day of their death. Now, if you want to see how many intentions we have gotten so far for the purgatory board, I'll click in here. This is amazing when I went into it. These are all of the intentions. So I'm scrolling down, scrolling down, scrolling down, scrolling down, scrolling down, scrolling down, scrolling down. Okay? Now I'm going to go to page 6. Okay? So now this is about 5 to 6 pages worth of the same intentions. All these souls. Now I'm going to go into more. All these souls. See how many souls there are? More. See that? I wish we had someone with like, you know, one of those special gifts of a photographic memory that can tell us every soul that's on here. You just scroll it down and, you know, they memorize it and they tell you all the souls. More. Now, I would be here forever to show you. And Randy and I, we went into it last night. There are 93.25 pages worth of these souls. And each of these pages has 200 names per page, or per column, which is 600 names per page. So we calculated that there are about 56,000 souls that have masses said for them daily. Now, 56,000, even though this looks like a lot, but 56,000 is not a lot. Think about that. Think about that. So with this, we're just scratching the surface. And we don't know how big this is going to be and to grow, but we're excited about it because it's 56,000 more souls maybe that are able to get to heaven, you know, through these intentions. And I would say, try to pick souls that you know, maybe this person didn't make it, you know, or you have doubts. You know, pray for those souls who were maybe the most abandoned, who didn't pray during their lifetime or didn't pray for others. Now I'd like to go into purpose and mission and just show you more. Praying for souls, Marians, and helpers. This is a little bit about the charism of the Marians and the Association of Marian Helpers, and this is our founder. So this is kind of like what I went into last night. I already gave you a little bit, but this is where you can read it yourself. Then we have here other saints, teachers, and guides. And this is by Susan Tasson. So she gives a little explanation. So this is a further catechesis for yourself. Shows you in the Catechism of the Church. Shows you a little bit about, from the Diary of St. Faustina, praying for the souls. So, of course, it's hard to remember and grasp everything from a retreat. But these are ways to go into here and, you know, learn what I was sharing with you and even learn more. Then if you go into this section right here, resources, we have articles. See that? So these are all different articles that you can read about purgatory. So this is just further catechesis. Then we have newsletters. So these are all of our different newsletters. So we put all of our newsletters online. So if you become a patron of the Holy Soul Sodality, it's not just like, oh man, I miss all those newsletters from before. You can go into all of these newsletters from before and read them. They're yours. Then we have church documents here. And a lot of these I was using during the retreat. So here are key scripture passages. Any of you have Protestant friends? Look at this. These are some of the passages. I was telling someone that there was Peter, where he talks about fire in there just recently. Peter 1:7. So memorize those. You know, Peter 1:7. And tell this to your friends who just say, well, purgatory is not in the Bible. You know, I don't believe in it. Show me where. And it's good to educate yourself. Right here, this is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I read this the first night. This is the section in the Catechism that speaks about purgatory. Then we have Lumen Gentium here. I heard someone say to me on this retreat, oh, I heard a theologian say, oh, Vatican II got rid of all these ancient practices of praying for the souls in purgatory. Well, here it is. This is Pope Paul VI, November 21st, 1964, where he not only talks about purgatory, he talks about hell, and he talks about the existence of heaven. He talks about the true existence of the afterlife, what is called eschatology. Then we have here, this is from the Sacred Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, Letter on Certain Questions Concerning Eschatology. And this is what the Church says about what's called eschatology, the end, the resurrection of the dead, the afterlife. So these are all official Church documents. Then if you go into other references here, These are passages on purgatory and the diary of St. Faustina. So I was actually using this for my talk. Now, what I'd like to show you is I didn't give you everything. Look at all this. I can't. In a 45 to an hour talk, I can only pick and select. So when I was selecting passages, I was being very selective. If you want the whole enchilada, here it is. You know, or the whole foot-long hot dog. I ate a foot-long hot dog at Sonic last night. It was good, too. Chili cheese dog. You know, sometimes you got to eat the whole dog. And this is the whole dog. This is comprehensive. Instead of doing your own research of looking through the diary of St. Faustina, here it is. And she was a mystic. She was a great mystic. Very easy to read. Very easy to read about purgatory. Here. Then we have, right here, I want to go into our catalog. So if you want to buy books on purgatory, we have various books here for the sodality. Oops. Pamphlets. And I gave you some of these pamphlets here. So you have Heaven, Hell, and Purgatory, as you can see. St. Faustina and her life, she visited heaven, she visited purgatory, and she even had a visit to hell. That one's really scary. That one I try not to read because it scares me when I read it. And then I also include this pamphlet, Your Sorrow Will Be Turned into Joy. And this is more theological, also about purgatory and what purgatory is. But as you can see, we got prayer cards here. We have pamphlets. This is the St. Gertrude prayer card, which I gave you the first day. So you see, there's lots of resources to buy. And it's good to buy these resources. Because it's good to educate yourself. In order to evangelize others, you have to be educated also. So it's good coming to a retreat, but then what's the next step is really learning, studying yourself. And then we have contact, where you can contact. I won't go into email. Email goes into Outlook. So these are 1-800 numbers. You can mail, you can email. And then this is joining. This is the patron page where you can join. And then this is also, renewing membership. So you see that. So we created this website for our Sodality members. And for you to have some concrete place to go to. These are different messages from the Marians, articles. This book right here by Susan Tassone, I was using this book during the retreat. I was quoting from it. And this is where she has a lot of different saints in there. And that's why I said, boy, she's got too many saints, you know, for an hour talk in here to give to you all. So this is just a concrete way for you to join with the Marians and praying for the souls in purgatory. There's nothing like it. It's hard to do things alone and on your own, because sometimes we Christians, we feel so alone. You know, when we look at society and politics, sometimes we feel like we're the underdog. Don't you feel like the underdog? Mm-hmm. What I like about being the underdog, I always root for the underdog in the Super Bowl. And what I like about being the underdog is like we're like David, and all we have are 5 stones. And the world is like Goliath. You know, the world is big and strong, and I got all the money and all the resources and everything. But what I love about that story is that David put his confidence in God. And David didn't even use a sword. And a Goliath laughed at David when he saw him. David didn't even use armor. And David said, I'm going to knock you down and chop off your head, you Goliath. And he took his stones, and he slung them at Goliath and hit his head, and Goliath went down. And then David went on top of him and chopped off his head. That is real. And that's the way that we feel today as Christians. We feel like there's a Goliath. But the victory is ours. Our Lady and our Lord has already promised the victory for us. And in praying for the souls in purgatory, we're anticipating this final victory of the Lord, in which in the end, there will only be heaven and hell. All of purgatory will be emptied. And all of those, every single one of those souls will all go to heaven at the end. And that's our joy, and that's the joy that we want to bring all these souls, is that one day they will be in heaven, and who knows, the Lord may just get rid of purgatory altogether with the new heavens and the new earth. So I'd like to conclude with this little prayer from the diary of St. Faustina. And you can pray this prayer along with me. O Jesus, I understand that your mercy is beyond all imagining. And therefore I ask you to make my heart so big that there will be room in it for the needs of all the souls living on the face of the earth. O Jesus, my love extends beyond the world to the souls suffering in purgatory. And I want to exercise mercy toward them by means of indulgence prayers. God's mercy is unfathomable and inexhaustible, just as God himself is unfathomable. Even if I were to use the strongest words there are to express this mercy of God, all this would be nothing in comparison with what it is in reality. O Jesus, make my heart sensitive to all the sufferings of my neighbor, whether of body or of soul. O my Jesus, I know that you act toward us as we act toward our neighbor. My Jesus, make my heart like unto your merciful heart. Jesus, help me to go through life doing good to everyone. Amen. God bless you.